I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some recent polling has been revealed, and it was conducted by Ron Fauché, who's a political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, and he joins us to discuss same. Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Ron, that was me waving to you as you were sneaking up to the snowball stand yesterday in about that 95-degree heat on Father's Day.
I didn't see you, but I did enjoy the snowball.
I was a little jealous. I should have pulled over and said I was ready for one myself, but be that as
well. To show you how bad it was, I actually had that before lunch. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ron, you know, the theory sometimes goes when the tide rises for some, it rises for all, but not necessarily in politics. And some of your recent polling revealed same. Talk to us about it.
Well, we just finished a poll for the New Orleans Crime Coalition, which studies police satisfaction and public safety issues. And we also do job ratings of public officials. And those ratings are usually limited to public officials with one or two exceptions. Who are involved in the criminal justice system. And what we found this year is that a couple of public officials, the police chief Ann Kirkpatrick and district attorney Jason Williams, their job ratings improved over last year, and over 50% of the city approves of their job ratings. But that Mayor Cantrell's job rating went down from last year, and Sheriff Susan Hudson's job rating, I wouldn't say it went down. That's too limited. I would say it plummeted from last year. It went from 32% to 18%. So even though all of these people are dealing with the criminal justice system and issues in New Orleans, the voters have very different views of them. Mayor Cantrell's approval rating is 27, Ann Kirkpatrick 53, Jason Williams 51, and Susan Hudson, as we said, is 18. Also, the Orleans Parish criminal court judges are 31% approve. The juvenile court judges are 21% approve. So you've got some big differences here. And some of it can be explained away because Mayor Cantrell and the city council, which has a 47% approval rating, they deal with other issues. They're not just dealing with crime. So they're being measured on everything from streets to public finance to making city services work to permitting and licensing and everything else. But it gives you a real mixed bag of where New Orleans is now in terms of its public officials. that we've seen some years ago. We saw Mayor Cantrell's rating in the 60s. And in those days, her rating was higher than the police department's. Now the police department's rating is 20 points higher than hers. So it depends where you are, and events change things and conditions change things.
When you break down and you kind of drill down into the details of the survey, I was kind of, I don't want to say surprised, but it was interesting to see how the demographics, especially as it relates to race, became a lot more blended in their response, where blacks and whites were really moving closer together in their perspective of what their expectations are and what these outcomes have been or not been.
Yeah, I think that is true. And we see that when it comes to down to the issues, you know, based on the personalities, there is in most cases, a pretty significant gap on race. The one public official who did well on, you know, both among blacks and whites was Ann Kirkpatrick. She was sort of covering the board there. But on a lot of issues, black residents and white residents had similar views, and we've seen that often in polling. And one of the things that we found particularly interesting in this poll is the generational differences. We've always found people between 18 and 44 were different in their views than people 45 and up. But in this case, it was more than usual. For example, you know, only 34% of 18 to 44-year-olds were satisfied with the police department. But 55% of people 45 and older were. So there were some big gaps there based on age and generation.
Was there anything that you, you've been around polling for a long, long time, that was there anything that was somewhat extraordinary to you that revealed itself in this poll?
Well, I think the age gap is the one thing that probably was interesting and unusual, even though we have seen it before. It looks like it keeps growing, that it's not, you know, a one-time thing, that it sort of fades away. So there's clearly a different viewpoint about life in New Orleans based on age. And I can tell you, this is also true to some extent around the whole state, that there's a big generational gap here. And, you know, it's interesting when people talk about politics, they usually talk about partisanship or men and women or race, and they don't always talk about the age gap like this. And when they do talk about age, they talk about young voters, you know, voters who are 18 to 30. Well, what we're looking at here is there's a split, between 44 and 45. The 18 to 44-year-olds, even though they're younger than me and younger than a lot of people, somebody in their early 40s, they're not little kids. They're adults. You know, this isn't a measurement of 18 and 19-year-olds. It's a measurement of people 18 to 44. And people who are 45 are not old. You know, they're still pretty young. But there is that dividing line there. And we're going to be crunching more numbers and looking at it more in depth over time to figure out what it's about. But it certainly is playing out on issues related to crime and police.
What would you point to as it relates to Mayor LaToya Cantrell? Typically, you know, if your police department is doing well and they're well thought of, they're polling well. I mean, when you look back over the years, typically the mayor was a beneficiary of some of the positive feelings of the policing organization. This poll was somewhat interesting to me because it didn't seem to help her much at all.
No, it didn't. In fact, when asked about her, specifically about her handling of the crime issue, only 26% approved. So it was even worse than her overall rating. You know, this wasn't a survey, you know, that delved into Mayor Cantrell. It looked at her on the, you know, the top lines, basically, of what people think of her since she is handling a lot of the criminal justice issues as mayor of the city. But I think in some ways we see that people are looking at the two public officials who are directly involved in running the police department and the district attorney's office, and that's the police chief and the DA, and that they're pretty satisfied with what they're doing. Now, in the case of Kirkpatrick, she hasn't been here that long, so she has been building up, you know, her awareness among the people in the city over time, and that's still something of a work in progress. In the case of District Attorney Jason Williams, we have seen his ratings go up considerably in the last year and a half. You know, he was elected as sort of a progressive DA, and we're going to do all these things that the progressive political community wanted him to. And I think he got in office and realized that a lot of that couldn't work, you know, about not using multiple offender laws and those kinds of things. I mean, those are important tools for district attorneys, and I think he realized over time that was important. A lot of people think that the robbery of him and his mother changed his view on criminal justice, and which is clearly understandable. You know, to look at crime as a conceptual thing, you know, we look at numbers and charts and graphs, but to actually have a gun pointing at you, you know, it's a different thing. And so, you know, I think the people in the city are more comfortable with D.A. Williams now than they were, you know, in the first year or so after he took office.
Interestingly, in both cases, and Kirkpatrick and Jason Williams, there has been some controversy, right? They, you know, I guess one way of saying it is they may have fumbled the ball a little bit on an issue or two. And it was encouraging to see that their numbers have stayed strong. And I think there's kind of this sense that they're talking to the public directly and taking ownership and, you know, are willing to say, we didn't do as good a job there as we could have. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the people want to see that. You know, in the city of New Orleans, really within the last 6 months, the city went through two highly significant, nationally publicized law enforcement crises. The first was the New Year's terrorist attack, and the most recent one, which is still going on, was the jailbreak out of Orleans Parish prison. And those were two big things. But despite that, as you said, both the police chief and the DA, you know, seem to be doing pretty well. They seem to be hanging in there. And one thing we found in the survey that was interesting is that people do not blame the New Orleans Police Department for the police break or anything about it. And I'm not saying they should, because I personally don't think they should. But only 7% said they felt worse about the police department because of the police break, because of the prison break. And 32% said they felt better about it. And 57% said there was no difference. And one of the things we wanted to look at here was whether or not people were, you know, giving one criminal justice agency blame for something that was done by another criminal justice agency. And we found here that that was not the case, that the NOPD did not get blamed for that, and people understood what their role was versus the role of the sheriff's office. And, you know, this is getting into some real details here about, you know, what people think. And I would add on a survey like this, you have to keep in mind, just because a certain percentage of people say something doesn't mean that's exactly what the situation is. Right. These are all public perceptions, and we're looking at public perceptions and how they influence, you know, the sense of public safety in the city. The people, you know, it's important for people not just to be safe, but also to feel safe, because we've done surveys that show that if you don't feel safe, it changes how people live. It changes what people do. And so all of that has to be kept in mind.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. I mean, you know, when you're close to an issue like you are, and I have been for most of my adult life, law enforcement, these types of surveys validate typically what, you know, I'm thinking as from my perspective, right? I was probably surprised that Susan Hudson's numbers weren't worse. there really hadn't been anything positive coming out of that office for the last 24 to 30 months. It's been nothing but negative. And, you know, I said the other day in my monologue, the best thing I think that she could do for the city at this juncture is resign. She's got over a year left in her term. And, you know, there's a lot that can happen between now and then. But I suspect the outcome of these investigations that are going on are going to be nothing but bad. I don't expect any good news coming out of any of this. And, you know, much to her chagrin, no one else is sharing any of the blame with her into public's view. As you just pointed out, it falls squarely on her shoulders.
Well, you know, 18% is pretty low. I mean, it's about as low as we see for any elected official. Although I would point out that we also looked at a few other agencies of government, and the Surging Water Board was the one that actually rated lower than she did. So at 14%. So so you can get lower than 18. But I suppose there are people in the city who, because she maybe wasn't there at the time that it happened, and think that other people were responsible for it. There are 19% of the people in the city think that the sheriff's office should have more money, more funding, so they blame it on that as opposed to her, even though the vast majority of people, 65%, think that it was a matter of poor management, not funding. But the point is that, when you look at a survey, you realize that people have different points of view on a lot of things. And that's why we do surveys, you know. I mean, people like you and I think about this these sorts of issues all the time. But even though we do that, we still have to see what real people are thinking about them, you know.
Sure.
And sometimes it's not the same. And we have to keep that in mind, particularly when you're making public policy, that if you have chunks of people that don't agree with the majority, you have to figure out why is that the case, and look at the demographics of that.
No doubt, for sure. As always, always appreciate the conversation. Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And when we return, we will visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. They take on the UCLA Bruins tonight after defeating Arkansas, which was a great hurdle to get over Saturday. We'll be right back with Chris. Stay with us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, joins us. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Newell. Great to be on with you.
Chris, I had a lot of fun Saturday watching the LSU Fighting Tigers pull it out. Anderson pitched an incredible game, 7 innings pitched, and the Arkansas starter went out early, which was a gift for us for sure.
Yeah, it was an interesting move. I mean, obviously, Zach Root, who has had a really good season, although his last couple of starts have not been, you know, I'm sure the way he wanted them to go. It was pretty clear early on Saturday that he may not have his best stuff. Or, let's give LSU a little credit, they were kind of sizing him up, putting his pitches in a box, and there in the second inning was able to, you know, get runners on and take advantage of some mistakes as well as some key hits and suddenly a 3-0 lead. And I got to be honest, there in the second inning, top of the second to be exact, kind of surprised to see Coach Dave Van Horn, you know, pull the hook out on Zach Root that early. Now, however, there's bigger things at play, and Dave Van Horn has won a lot more games than many other coaches. So not questioning it, I think he was more looking of survival mode and maybe having to fight his way out of the loser's bracket, which we can all attest to is not very easy. Although that's still awfully early in a game to do that. Tigers got Gabe Gackel, you know, who just retired batter after batter after batter, and eventually were able to add one run late. But that's a big win. I mean, Arkansas doesn't get held down much. That's one of the most prolific offenses in the country. So tip of the cap to Kate Anderson and Chase Shores and Kaysen Evans. I mean, Arkansas has been held to less than 2 runs one time this season. That was Saturday night.
You know, interestingly, LSU faced the two best pitchers that Arkansas has, right? Because Gackles was the starter at the beginning of the – he was the premier pitcher, I think, at the beginning of the season, right?
Yeah, no, that was two of their better arms. But, I mean, Arkansas, there's one thing about them. When you look at the teams in the field that made their way to Omaha, without question, Arkansas has the deepest pitching staff. I mean, they can go one right after another, you know, with 95, 96, 100 miles per hour. I mean, we saw a little bit of that in the three-game series back in Baton Rouge that the Tigers were able to take two of three from. They're going to be fine, and that's what makes them, I think, a dangerous team down there in the losers bracket. And again, they'll be getting underway here in just a little bit against you know, the Cinderella team, Murray State. But you know, from an arm standpoint, Arkansas is going to be just fine. You know, they'll start. I believe Wood will get to start today in survival mode, and he's his numbers bear out. He's as good as anybody in the country as well when his stuff is on. So. You know, to me, it's going to be more interesting to see Arkansas mentally. I think they were one of the more confident teams coming into the tournament, the way they had played down the last month of the season. And we'll see. You know, it's a team that's that, you know, historically has always had a ton of wins, a ton of momentum coming into the postseason. They've just been unable to put it together, as they say, when it really counts. So we'll see. But LSU's got work to do against the Bruins tonight.
On the text line, it says, Chris was great on Saturday. He roared, paints the outside corner like Renoir after one of Shore's crucial strikeouts. You got a lot of fans. Yeah,
Well, it was fun. I mean, it was, you get so excited you see a guy like Chase Shores come in, because I don't want to take anything away from Kate Anderson, because on that stage, right, against that team, that was just phenomenal. But we're spoiled a little bit. No, I mean, we're kind of used to Kate Anderson doing Kate Anderson things, but for Chase, right, Shores to come out, who has had some great moments, but also has struggled at times, for him to come out of there on that stage and literally just throw kerosene. And be able to just locate his pitches at the century mark was just kind of a wow moment. I was thrilled for him and thrilled for LSU, and got a little excited on that outside corner pitch.
I guess, you know, at one point in time, it seemed as though, it's hard to describe the emotion of LSU. It wasn't like they seemed tight. It was... You could read their face that there was a lot of tension there. And then in the second inning, it seemed like all of a sudden they took some kind of relaxation pill, and they were just back to their normal selves, because they were you could tell they were feeling confident. They looked good. They were eager to get back out on the field and eager to get this game behind them.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. We talked about it a little bit on the radio. I mean, obviously, Bill Franquez, who works with us on the air and sports information guru and genius, and has been so tight and knows everything about LSU baseball. I mean, he mentioned it, that it's been a loose week, a very upbeat, positive, kind of light week since the team arrived in Omaha. And again, I take that as a great sign that these, yeah, guys are loose. And however you go into the first game you play in the College World Series, I don't really care, you know, who you are, how many games you played, or how many times you've been here. There's going to be some angst, anxiety on that first game. And I think you're exactly right. I think early on it looked like, okay, we're playing, you know, arguably the best team outside of us and Coastal to start off the tournament. We're taking on a team where we already have a built-in baseball rivalry, on and on and on and on. And then suddenly, you know, you get those three runs in, you know, Kate Anderson's pitching well. And yeah, I think at that point, that first game anxiety, jitters, call it whatever you want, kind of went away. And then we saw kind of LSU have some fun and make some incredible plays defensively to back up what was a gem of a performance from Kate Anderson.
That's what I loved more than anything, was their defensive play. You know, they made some fabulous plays. Two double play? Was it two double plays?
Yeah.
Or one?
Yeah, two twin killings, 5-4-3.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is huge, right?
Oh, it was big. I mean, because you think about it, you know, early on in that opening inning, early in the game, I should say, you know, Wahiba Aloy able to get aboard, and he's dangerous when he's aboard. And suddenly, you know, they get the first base runner of the game. And you know, again, Kate Anderson can make the type of pitches he made, which again, he had his entire repertoire on display on Saturday night. But you certainly feel like that Cade feels confident throwing any pitch in any count simply because of the defense he has behind him. And those two double plays, one of which was huge. He kind of took a little bit of a small momentum boost for Arkansas away after getting a base hit and getting a runner aboard. And then Cade got a strikeout, and then you get the 5-4-3 double play, which was orchestrated smoothly by Michael Braswell. And both of those double plays, by the way, on the hot corner, they were huge. They were great plays in the outfield. I know Stanfield at one time was coming in on a line drive and was at full sprint making his way towards second base. And it looked like he was going to overrun it and just kind of stopped on a dime, put the glove up, made the play. You know, it's a team that is on pace, knock on wood, to be one of the best, if not the best defensive team statistically in the history of LSU baseball. And that says a lot. And that's absolutely something we don't talk a lot about. But, you know, again, offense gets the headlines. The home runs get the headlines. Obviously, the two front in pitching for LSU gets the headlines, but that steady Eddie for me has been the defense all year.
No doubt, when you're used to a team that's just hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting, you don't think about defense that often. Let's pivot real quick. I know you mentioned a little bit about UCLA tonight. This is no easy task either.
No, it's another team that, you know, big surprise. You look at the teams that make it to Omaha, there's a lot of consistency and similarity when it comes to statistics. And offensively, it's a team that bats right just a tad below 300. You know, Rock Chulowski is arguably maybe one of the first players to go in the draft. He's a talented shortstop who he's hard to get out. Plays solid defensively. He's kind of probably the headline player. We feel like they'll go with the basically their second starter of the year, a guy by the last name of Stump, who's kind of been, again, to use the phrase, steady Eddie. His fastball is going to be 92, 93 miles per hour, probably at best, but he's good at location and has been an effective pitcher. So he's kind of been the number two starter for the Bruins all season, and that's why we expect to see him here tonight against LSU. But, again, I just think that it was such a weight taken off the shoulders for LSU. Again, just based on what we saw from the team in and around the hotel since they arrived in Omaha, I think you won't see that type of angst and anxiety early on. I think they're confident in what Anthony Ianson has done for good reason, because he's been so consistent all season. So they feel like they've got a great chance, if nothing else, because he's on the bump tonight. But I think you'll see them play a little looser and probably, hopefully have a lot more fun early on in the game.
Yeah, you know, it's not often that you see these games where, like Saturday night, Arkansas been offensive all year long, four hits, and LSU at six hits, right? It's kind of strange.
No home runs for LSU,
one for Arkansas.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that kind of shows again why I think that defense is so important. I meant to say it a moment ago. And that's the one thing about this park. There's been a lot of really good offensive teams with, you know, well over 100 home runs come up here, and based on the expanse of Charles Schwab Field, as well as the stadium's position, angled southeast, so most days the wind is blowing in. It's hard to get, you know, home runs. I mean, you know, it looks like the first 3 days of action, your best bet was down the right field line, which is, as it turned out, what Arkansas was able to do with Reese Robinette in their only run of the game. But I think that's why defense is so important. It's not to say you can't have big scoring games, because goodness knows we suffered one at the hands of Florida in 23, and then we gave one back to them to win the title the following day. So it is possible. But I think that's, again, goes to show you that runs are going to come at a premium. And, you know, to make a mistake or make one of the non-plays, as Coach Jay Johnson likes to say, where you don't necessarily commit an error, but you have missed the opportunity to record an out. So between errors and those misplays, I mean, that's the difference in winning and losing, I think, probably more so in this ballpark than any other time in the regular season.
Let's pivot again to something very important. What's the box score on the Jello shots as of Monday morning? Do we know?
Yeah, it looks like a bloodbath. And, you know, to be honest with you, that doesn't surprise me at all. But, you know, at last check, it's unless something's changed in the last couple of hours, it looks like LSU and LSU fans are well on their way to going back-to-back, at least in visits. And I'll say this, you know, I have learned in two trips here that, you know, this early part of the second week, so to speak, at the College World Series is you'll see another wave of LSU fans. And there's a good bunch that are already here and that were already here when we arrived. And then they've kind of been filtering in over the weekend, although I know there's been some travel disruption due to weather. And so some other people are having to wait. But I think today and tomorrow, especially depending on the outcome of tonight's game, we'll have that second and third wave of LSU fans. And at that point, nobody's got a shot over there, you know, pardon the pun.
Any weather predicted for this evening or it looks good to go?
No, I mean, it looks pretty good. I know that, you know, they called for a little bit on Friday and Saturday, and luckily we got through both days really without any hiccups. You know, it's going to be cloudy. It's currently cloudy today. The skies are a little more gray than we've seen. But, you know, at last check, not a whole lot of opportunity today, maybe more so tomorrow afternoon and certainly on Wednesday. But I think we're going to be okay today.
Good deal. Chris, look forward to listening to you. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. Look forward to the great game this evening. 6 p.m. start again this evening, and you can hear it right here on WWL Radio. Bring them home, Chris.
Looking to go 2-0. Thanks, Newell. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stay with us. So it's an early start tonight for the LSU Fighting Tigers against the UCLA Bruins, 6 p.m. start time, and we will cover it right here on WWL. This is where you want to listen to the game. You get to listen to Chris Blair call the game like no other. And tonight's a battle of the right-handers. Saturday night, the left-hander battle. Right-hander Anthony Einson, 11-2, 2.74 ERA, 98.2 innings pitched, 35 walks, 142 strikeouts. And for UCLA, right-hander Landon Stump, 6-1, 4.54 ERA, 73 innings pitched, 37 base on balls, and 62 strikeouts. Two of the best in the series here tonight, 6 p.m. start. I think our pregame starts at either 5 or 5:30. You want to check in with WWL or 105.3, or you can listen to it on the Odyssey app as well. If you're out and about, best place to listen to the LSU Fighting Tigers. Big game tonight. Look forward to this. If they're able to get this one behind them this evening, that really kind of puts them in the driver's seat for sure. And then we await, well, I guess Arkansas is going to be playing here shortly, I think around 1 o'clock this afternoon. They're playing in the loser's bracket, and it's an elimination game, and we'll see what the future holds. And we'll know that before the game starts. Folks are talking about Coastal Carolina. You heard Chris mention them as well. They won their 25th straight last night. And folks are hoping for a rematch between Coastal Carolina and LSU. If I want to meet somebody, I don't want to meet one of the hottest teams in the league in the finals. I don't know that my heart can take it any longer. It's hard for me to sit and watch these games as it is already. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. WWL is your home for LSU baseball in the College World Series. The next opponent, UCLA, today at 6 p.m., pregame 5:30. Every hit, every catch, every home run of LSU baseball's 20th appearance at the College World Series, brought to you by Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane, Cadillac Keefs, and Louisiana Dental Center on WWL. Go Tigers!
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.